Theron laughed. Not like you're implying. She's more like a kid sister. Annoying, always getting into trouble. But you know there's good buried somewhere deep inside.
It must be buried very deep for her to send you to a place like this.
She's not going to double-cross us, Theron assured him.
Because of her respect for Master Zhou?
It's not just that. She's got honor. She could have abandoned me on Darth Mekkis' flagship. Could have taken my shuttle and left me to die there when it self-destructed. But she didn't. She waited while the whole place was collapsing around her. Gave me time to get back to the shuttle.
No wonder she's hostile. She saved your life. And now you come and ask her for another favor. You are the one in debt to her.
Before Theron could reply, the cybernetic implant in his right ear buzzed. Hold on, he said to Nosterol, holding up a hand for silence. Incoming call from the director. He whispered, accept incoming, before saying more loudly, Director, any news?
The bird is coming back to the nest. The one in the Mannix tree.
From the analytics report, Theron knew there were just a handful of Imperial space stations large enough to accommodate a vessel the size of the Spear. Only one was located in a system starting with the same letter as Mannix, Reaver Station, in the Moranis system on the Outer Rim.
Copy. What's the timetable?
Landing tomorrow. Should splash around in the bird bath for 2 days before flying south for the winter.
Got it. Anything else?
Nothing relevant,
the director said after a brief pause.
Good luck,
he added, ending the call before Theron could ask any more questions.
Disconnect,
Theron whispered, as the static of the open channel hissed softly in his ear. He waited for the comlink to click off before telling Nosterol,
The Spear's docking at Reaver Station to give the crew 2 days of R&R.
When?
Tomorrow. By the time we meet with Tefith's contact, they'll already be back on active duty.
It might be weeks, maybe even months before the Spear docks again.
We need to convince Gorvitch to move a little faster,
Theron agreed. Theron didn't believe it was possible, but the speeder that took them back to Jagani Port was in even worse shape than the previous one. But his stomach wasn't lurching when they touched down this time. He was too focused on the mission. Returning to the Crooked Finger, they found Tefith and her Rodian friend still sitting at the same table where they had left them an hour earlier.
Didn't like the hotel?
Tefith asked when she saw them approaching.
Change of plans, Theron said. We need to see Gorvitch today, right now.
The Twi'lek shook her head.
Impossible. 3 days, remember?
I'm not playing around, Tefith.
Something in his voice made her take notice, and she let out a long sigh.
We take you to Gorvitch. Follow us.